Every now and then, God chooses to speak to us through some apparently random event. It can be the tiniest thing, yet His voice booms out in the most powerful and profound way. That very thing happened to me just recently. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I had a layover in Tokyo on the way home from a long trip, so I called a taxi to my hotel. Fine. Except I'd given the driver the wrong details, so when I arrived, there was no reservation in my name. But the gracious hotel staff figured it all out, asked me to take a seat, and called me another cab to take me to the right hotel this time. When the taxi arrived, a young man took me down in the elevator, told the driver where to take me, I don't speak a word of Japanese, and loaded my bags into the back of the cab. But here's the thing. As we drove out, that young man stood on the pavement, bowed down so low that it brought tears to my eyes. I wasn't even a paying customer. He would never see me again. I was totally inconsequential to him. Yet he honored me in this way. And in that instant, I asked myself, is that the picture of my life or not? Is that what God sees when He looks at me or not? Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. God did this so that every person will bow down to honor the name of Jesus. Everyone in heaven, on earth, and under the earth will bow. They will also confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and this will bring glory to God the Father. The life that's truly bowed down before Jesus is the life that proclaims that He is Lord. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Amen, amen, and amen. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects, straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.